sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Bon là, ça presti. Ok, épisode 214. I'm gonna be honest with you, my fellow Megatron, my fellow Niggatrons. I'm kind of undecided on today's title. It's 214, either making most of my money from TCP/IP, or 214, I'm rich and pretty, 214, dope fiends and junkie, or 214, before I go broke. All right, just phone in your votes on what title you believe at the bottom of the screen, and we'll figure it out, But for some context, this is where I got the title from, the first title from. It goes, and once again, it's Big G running another racket, wearing Pele jackets, fast loot tactics. I'm well up there, the millionaire brackets, the boss of all bosses. I own racehorse and a fortress. I used to think he said resource in a fortress. Sorry. I own racehorses and a fortress, corridors with Olympic torches and Mona Lisa portraits, jacuzzis and saunas, and eating steaks at Benihana's. Bentley's limousine, the front yard streams is full of piranhas. I'm set. A private jet. I drink a lot of Bex. Bex is a beer, kids. Get a lot of sex. Condo and duplex. Diamond infested Rolex. The leather recliner. Sorry. Shout out to my cousin for this one. It's an inside joke. You won't get it. But the leather recliner. The wall units with silver china. Sipping on final winer. You see more shines than diamond miners. I fucking love this rhyme. Sipping on finer winers, you see more shines than diamond miners. The highness, kingpin of heroin, I'm Pharaoh. When I have to bring the Pharaoh and handle business in each and borough and town or city. I'm rolling like Frank Nitti. I'm rich and pretty.
Message.
Backup kitties, I got crimies that's grimy and gritty. A nigga that's spunky and likes to keep his pockets chunky. Making most of my money from all the dope fiends and junkies.
Message.
But in my case, it's making most of my money from TCP/IP. Yeah, that doesn't flow well. I learn from the best, the ones that's living and the one that's put to rest. So I bless my chest with a vest and pack a Smith & Wesson. And then I'm off to get the snaps, not the scraps. The game is be a real Mac. The name is Cool G Rap. Excuse me, let me repeat that. The game is be a real Mac. The name is Be Black.
Message.
All right, okay. Welcome et bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, Be Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Labrador. A.K.A. Mr. Just got off of work and still wearing his work clothes. All right, before I start what's going to be what I believe to be an amazing show, another amazing show for the books, I want to inform you listeners that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and it's protected by the red, the black, and the green. With the red black, and the red blue. That means
Rouge et bleu.
Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. One more time. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question.
Are you an outcast?
This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on October 23, 2024. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, a record label as a motherfucking crew, and if you happen to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast may not be for you. Okay, I gotta speed this up. Not the podcast. I'm not gonna ruin the quality, but I'm trying something different. It's 6:17 p.m. and I have a thing at 7 p.m. So I kind of need to make this a bit quicker than usual, but I'm not gonna rush the quality. It's kind of like your barber, you know. You tell him that, hey, bro, I kind of like gotta be at a wedding in like 5 minutes, so easy on the chit chat. All right. So sticking to tradition. All right. So as always, one thing I will not stop doing is I want to send out a shout out to all you returning listeners, man. Oh man, from the bottom of my heart. And the second category of people who I need to send a shout out to is all you new listeners. Shout out to y'all. Welcome to the club, and if you have any questions after the podcast, after the end of the show, holler at me at shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. All right. Am I missing anything? Nope.
The Megatron.
All right, okay. Okay. Help you get formalized. New listeners, just to help you get familiarized, just familiar with my podcast or how I do these episodes. I break down these episodes into three parts which I refer to as acts. The first act is the intro, second act is news and random thought, and the final act is final thought. Right. Random thought, yes. You know, it just hit me. The first act and the third act are connected to each other in the sense that the intro pretty much sets the tone for what I'll be talking about in the third act. And the second act is just like, it's like the appetizer. That means, I don't get it. Yeah, whatever, man, whatever. Again, this podcast is work in progress. All right, so far in the intro, you've heard the theme song. I played the theme. I have a title figured out, but in this particular case, I'm debating between four titles, and don't be surprised if I figure out a fifth title to decide on. And I said the title, shared some poetry, which will make sense in the last act, and everything after that was salutation, greeting, and a disclaimer, especially for white people. Especially for white people, you know what I mean, who happen to be down with Whitey. Okay. And the last thing I do in the intro, again, because of what I'm going to talk about in the third act, I like to share some quotes. It's a new thing I've been doing. I've been thinking of these quotes and making sure that it relates to the final thought. It helps me, like, figure out a theme. Yeah, I got to tell you, man, when you have a theme, when you can have a theme to work from, it helps a lot. And, the first one is, first quote goes, the key to be, oh my God. You know what? I've probably shared this quote before, but fuck it. I'm sharing it again because I'm getting a lot of, feedback from it, from a comment that I put to that, to that, to that quote. It's on Instagram. Anyways, the quote goes, "The key to peace, the key to peace, be a stranger to toxic people." You know what's wild? I crossed paths with two people today who qualify in a category of toxic people. Either they're toxic, or the people associated with them are toxic, or people I don't want to have anything to do with because of their toxicness. And just being near them has like a toxic effect on me. But yes, be a stranger to those people. Second quote goes, "Do not take life too seriously. You will never get out of it alive." And the last quote is, "It's only entertainment" by Jay-Z. All right. Okay. All right. So with that said, let's do some news and random thoughts. All right. Okay. Let's do this. All right. Okay. You know what's funny? For today's news and random thoughts, quality over quantity. I noticed that I only have two items for news and random thoughts. This intro is going to be part of it. talking about the fact that two items. And I'm realizing that sometimes I throw things in news and random thought for the sake of having something to talk about. And not a good idea. Not a good idea. Yeah, because it bothers me when my show goes longer than it needs to. That part that I talked about, toxic people, could have been part of news and random thought, that like that thought that I shared. Usually when I share a quote, I just move on. I don't share it. That could have been a news and random thought. And to be honest with you, I'm going to save that for another episode because I can expand on that one. Just something that happened today, cross path with a person, with a toxic person, or a reminder of I cross path with someone that I didn't need to cross path with. And I realizing that it's it affected my mood for the whole day. And again, I could elaborate on that, but again, I'm gonna do that in another episode. But let's stick to the script. Now, the first item that I have in user random thought is: do you know the name Benjamin Lay, who's a Quaker? And you know what? Let me let this content creator explain it for you, because I was fascinated. And here we go.
Benjamin Lay used to protest slavery by kidnapping the kids of slaveholders as payback. And here's other things he did. He walked 20 miles into town one time to spray fake blood on the faces of slaveholders. He would lie out in the snow outside of Quaker meeting houses. And when people would ask him, "Where are your clothes, Benjamin?" he'd be like, "Where are your slaves' clothes?" He also befriended Benjamin Franklin and had him publish a book that basically was reading slaveholders to filth and calling them all evil people. He was a vegan because he believed in animal rights as well. He didn't wear cotton or drink tea as to not contribute to the slave trade, so he made all of his own clothing out of a mixture of different materials. He lived in a cave miles and miles out of town because he didn't want to live or be associated with slaveholders. Him and his wife both were little people and took care of as many enslaved people as possible.
Well, I'm going to read that. There's like a placard. It goes, Benjamin Lay, 1682 to 1759, an early advocate for the immediate abolition of slavery. Wow. Lay, a Quaker and a dwarf, wrote a scathing attack on Quaker slaveholders, who in turn disowned him. His dramatic public protest and his boycott of all items produced by slave labor later inspired Quakers to become the first religious group to abolish slavery. No idea. I can't see the word, but own ranks in 1776. He lived, you know what? I'm going to have to, you know what? It'll be easy if you read it yourself, but here we go. Let me just rewind so you can, you know, you didn't miss anything.
wife both were little people and took care of as many enslaved people as possible, providing them with food, education, and shelter, and some of their best friends were people who were enslaved. He sailed the seas on a ship for over 10 years. He traveled everywhere from Egypt to Barbados, and mind you, he was only 4 feet tall. Eventually, Quakers started realizing that slavery was bad, and they credit a lot of that to Benjamin Lay. He dedicated his whole life to standing on business, and that's why we love him. This is an actor with dwarfism, Mark Pominelli, who played Benjamin Lay in a play they did about his life, but I need a movie, people. Comment down below if you'd want a movie about Benjamin Lay's life, or if you'd want to learn about this in school, because I feel like this is the type of stuff that would have made me more interested in history class.
Okay, I gotta probably contact home. Hold on, let's see if someone's brought it up in the comment section. This is like great information, but the music kind of like Soudel de Paris. Anyway, the music kind of, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but maybe it's just my headphone, but there was some words it was difficult to hear. But with that said, the content creator's name is actually interesting. Not the name, the content creator. The account is called Dwarfism History. Dwarfism, yeah. And I'm clicking on it, and I had no idea. So I guess the content creator, he's a dwarf too. I'm being careful because I'm not familiar with that word. And I'm like, oh, wait. I feel like the white guy saying, so African Afro booty scratcher? Is that what we call you people now? Anyway, yeah. So, welcome to the wonderful world of dwarfism history hosted by Aubrey Smalls. Okay, you know what's amazing? So, I guess he's a dwarf, and he goes into, and he just shares, his whole content is just sharing history about the wonderful world of dwarfism history. That's amazing. Yo, shout out to him. Shout out to the homeboy. Wow, man. It's funny how I only, he got on my radar because he said, whoa, we talking about black history, what? Because on the last episode, if you remember, for those who were followers, I was talking about are you seriously? John Brown. Oh, my God. John Brown. And part of the reason I was talking about John Brown is people who gave a fuck when they didn't need to give a fuck. It's a fascinating concept for me about human beings. Because in this world, we've all been taught to only worry about your own shit. Focus on your own problem. And then you have the Martin Luther Kings of the world who come out and say shit like, injustice to one is injustice to all of us. Anyways, yeah. So shout out to Dwarfism History, and I look forward to consume more of your content. But I don't know about that music, man. Yeah, him and I do not share the same taste in music. But that kind of, you know what? Okay, let me look up Benjamin Lay. I had no idea. And he was a dwarf. Wow. Holy fuck. What the fuck am I doing with my life? Benjamin Lay. I'll be goddamn. Like, okay. I'm like, what's with the picture? Oh, that's right. They don't have cameras back then. So they had to do drawings. January 26th to 1682, February 8th, passed away on February 8th, 1759, was an English-born writer, farmer, activist, born in Cuffer. Well, this is amazing. Anyway, all right, okay. All right, well, you know what? You know what this also qualifies for? This qualifies for some
You Must Learn.
Yeah.
You Must Learn.
That's what's up. Okay. All right, I just got a reminder of my 7 o'clock appointment. All right, okay. We're good on time, by the way, guys. I mean, I should get something to eat. All right, next. I love this one. Yeah, no, I really love this next topic, this next one, next clip that I'm about to share with you. And it's labeled under the gift of discernment. Here we go.
Having the gift of discernment is so frustrating at times, because how can I explain to you that I can't fuck with you like that, because I know that you a lying ass, hating ass, miserable ass, jealous ass hoe, without letting you know how I know?
One more time.
Having the gift of discernment is so frustrating at times, because how can I explain to you that I can't fuck with you like that, because I know that you a lying ass, hating ass, miserable ass, jealous ass hoe, without letting you know how I know.
My frustration with the gift of discernment is, no, shout out, she's right about what you said, you know. My frustration was when you don't have the self-esteem, the confidence to trust your own gut, to trust your own ability to see people for the piece of shit that they are, or for when you know that what they say contradicts what they will do or what they've done. I've been in a situation where I could see the hater. I could see the vulture. I could see that this person talking to me is not going to pay me back like they claim they will. Like, your head does the math. And the only reason I chose to be like, you know what, B? I see what you're saying, but I'm going to trust what they're telling me. And it's not because, I use the word trust, but it was more when you grow up with, abandoning yourself, you've normalized abandoning your own self. Like, you know what? Fuck it. I find myself always worried about hurting people's feelings, but again, safe space for my thoughts on this podcast. Remember, you came to me. I gotta remind myself. So, for example, I think about when growing up in the church, you're used to the idea of the person speaking to me knows better than me. Don't trust what you see. Trust half of what you see. Don't trust your sight. Don't trust your sight. Don't trust what you're hearing or your thoughts. Trust the only thing you're allowed to trust is the words you're hearing from this person, whether it be a pastor or just a loudmouth motherfucker holding a Bible. Like, it's very common to be like, there's a passage in the Bible that says like, hey, you're too fucking stupid to process this world, trust in the Lord. And the scam is the Lord ends up being the motherfucker reading that shit to you, whether it's a pastor, whether it's your Sunday school teacher, or the motherfucker reading the line to you. Like, it starts with, don't trust what you, what's the line? It goes, what's the line, okay? What's that verse in the Bible about not trusting your reasoning? Proverbs 20:26. Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. I use that particular quote because it was at the core for me, the core of don't trust your ability to discern shit. So again, been in a situation where I felt more comfortable or there was more comfort, even though I was wrong, there was more raised with the idea of shut the fuck up, stop thinking, trust me. It'd be different if that person was trustworthy, but no, it was like at the root of all scams. It's like, hey, let me tell you about Amway. No, 5 plus 6, 11, and then 12, and then 62, and in conclusion, just give me your fucking money. Just give me your money, let me put it in your pocket. Let me put it in my pocket. And it just goes back. So, despite having the gift of discernment, I would abandon it. That's why I love this clip. It just, yeah. Beside having that gift, now I'm just 49 years old and slowly learning to be like, fuck the world. You know, trust yourself. Trust your gut. Believe in yourself. One of the, again, there's two toxic people that cross paths today. Not again. Sorry, gang. The coughing again. There's two people. You know what? It's this room plus the passion of what I'm speaking about. I don't know. Yeah, there's two people I cross paths with, and one of the toxic people, their trait was getting you, their skill set was getting you to second guess yourself. Now, in the end, you know, it's less about blaming them. It's realizing that, okay, you're bad for me. Essentially, yo, they've been telling you they're scorpions. It's like that, what's her name? And this is Angela Davis. Maya Angelou quote, when someone shows you who they are, trust them. But again, if you're raised on that proverb quote, you're like, even though they show you who you are, you tell yourself that, no. I'm the bad person for believing that they're the bad person. Anyways, gift of discernment. Trust your gut, folks. All right. You know, that could have been a whole final thought, but fuck it. Let's jump to, wow, good on time. Let's jump to final thought. All right. This concludes News and Random Thoughts. Final thought it is. All right, let's do this. Did I mention I'm wearing my, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to, I'm recording myself, not just the audio, I'm recording the video, and I'm wearing my work clothes. I got to tell you, man, I feel like I look like I'm going, I feel like I'm speed dating. Speaking of which, I was trying to figure out why I was like, I felt like I smelled like a woman's perfume. On the realize that it's all right. It's the hand soap I bought. I bought some hand soap and didn't pay attention to the, I mean, it was a good deal. It was a fucking good deal. I mean, I saw the price, just bought it, and didn't pay attention to all the flowers and whatever the fuck was on the picture. I'm like, yeah, let me just give it a try. Didn't realize that they would have strong smells, strong scent. And I'm trying this thing called being comfortable in my own masculinity, being in my own sexuality, and not giving a fuck. Like, I dare someone to, the first person to come to my place and be like, ew, where the fuck you got chick soap? Get the fuck out. I'm not the problem. You are. Yeah, that's my new attitude. All right. Final thoughts. Today's final thought. What's up with the fact that you can't figure out, what's up with today's title? And the fact you can't narrow down to one title. All right, so usually I keep you guessing on where do you think I get the title. But in today's particular, in this case, the poetry that I recited earlier is from the track by Kool G Rap, It's a Shame. Now, I'm a big fan of the remix more than the original version, but that's another story. But, yes, I remember the first time I heard that song. Actually, it was the remix. It was so dope. It was one of those tracks that I found myself writing down the lyrics. I mean, like, this back in the days. This is before Rap Genius and having lyrics available. Wait a minute. Was the lyric? No, I don't think the lyric was in the cassette tape. Anyway, because it was so dope that I found myself hitting play on the record on the cassette tape. Some of you people might have to talk to their parents, to your parents about, or grandparents, or what a cassette tape is. But I remember having to hit rewind. Once again, it's Big G running another racket. And yeah, I really love that verse. And once again, it's Big G running another, oh my God, running a number rackets, wearing Pele jackets. Fast loot tactics, I'm well up there, the millionaire brackets. The boss of all bosses, I own racehorses and a fortress. Again, I thought he said resource in a fortress, but whatever the fuck. English is my second language. Oh my God. Okay. How did I get here? Why did I pick this song? You know, I should start out by saying today's final thought is going to be less deep than usual. Or it's going to be more fun than you. More fun. Sorry, wrong choice of words. But it's going to be less serious. Less serious. Hence the quote about not taking life too seriously, right? But it is something. It's a conversation. It is something that I've shied away from talking about. I'll give you some context, right? Drug rap. I don't know if that's the official words for it, but rap songs about selling drugs. Very common, right? I'm not going to go into the history. I should go into the, if I was one of those professional podcasts, I'd go into the history how the government, the American government infested black neighborhoods with drugs, which, by the way, back in the days, I thought it was a conspiracy theory, only to realize it's well documented. Anyone who's seen the TV series Snowfall, it's based on, there's a lot of TV show based on how the American government, shout out to Ronald Reagan, infested black neighborhoods with drug, cocaine, and shit. And at the same time, and then using, so the whole war on drugs, it's so fucked up. This whole war on drugs, like, the whole war on drugs were the drugs provided by the American government. It's fucked up. Like, you could Google it yourself, but, yeah. Anyways, so you had this crack epidemic created by the American government, but from this crack epidemic came drug rap, poetry. The poetry, a lot of rap songs were based on from that phenomenon, but not like, oh wow, these drugs are fucked up. It's been a lot of like, yeah, selling drugs is cool. Well, at least that's how it was interpreted by people like me who lived in the suburbs. But first, okay, before I forget, how all this shit started was, you're gonna have to blame Benny the Butcher, man. Benny the motherfucking Butcher. What happened, and I'm not gonna play it because it's, I'll go in order. Well, first let me start by saying, there's an episode, there's an episode that I recorded of Shut Up Podcast. I don't know what number it is. I could have looked it up, but I was driving home and remembered that. Oh, that's right. Weren't you talking shit about Benny the Butcher? Anyways, no, I didn't talk shit about Benny the Butcher, but I remember I was a big fan of the Bodega Boys, and they were constantly saying the name Benny the Butcher, Benny the Butcher. I'm like, that's a cool-ass name. And I looked him up and then checked out his music and realized that, another rapper rapping about selling drugs. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not above selling drugs, but I was convinced after Pusha T, after Jay-Z, Pusha Clips, Pusha T, it's all been fucking said. What can you possibly say that I haven't heard already? So that's me, what I said about on the album, right? And then, did I mention Shut Up Podcast is all about growth? Like, I don't know the difference between being a contradiction and growth. Because if you're an asshole, you're going to go back and say, oh, yeah, you did that Benny the Butcher. You said you didn't like him. Now I'm a fucking fan of the dude. No. Of his work. I don't know him personally. I don't know about his politics. He ain't no KRS One. But that dude can rap. That's my point. That dude can rap. And all this started, if you want to blame someone for today's final thought, blame Sway. Sway, is that his full name? Sway. DJ Sway? No, not Microsoft Sway. Is it DJ Sway? Sway Calloway. All right. American radio personality and journalist, right? He had them on, Benny the Butcher and 38 Spesh. I had no idea they were promoting an album they were doing together. I guess it's a new thing. It's a thing for in hip hop, doing duos or doing collab, putting out albums, collaborating. And him and 38 Spesh put something out. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to play a portion of it, right? And I heard this goddamn freestyle. This freestyle, which is...
Links are in the show main notes. Lion.
Links are in the show notes, all right? Check this out.
Lions up in here. Mm-hmm. We got four main lions up in here.
Four main lions up in here.
Representing upstate New York, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Valley of the Hyena.
Upstate New York, man. Back in the days, it was usually the five boroughs. I don't know what upstate New York is. But anyways, it's a big deal. Big deal. Shout out to upstate New York.
They drop a beat on them.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Straight in the morning. Have the
beat. Turn it up loud in my head.
Yeah, turn it up loud for my boy, man. Let me get some volume, too.
That's
there
my
we go.
Right there. Okay.
God damn, they got a lot of jewelry on them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Stab and Shot 2, nigga.
Stab and Shot 2 is out right now,
it's
nigga.
Me and my brother, nigga. Y'all know how we rock.
Stab and Shot 2, by the way, shout out to the person on Reddit who was like, they thought they said 38 Special stabbed and shot Benny the Butcher or the other way around. They must have been high. By the way, their album is music that I wish I could have heard while high. It's that dope.
We up, nigga.
We up.
You know what I'm saying? Go. Listen, man. Listen. Upstate New York, we in the building, man. Stand the fuck up, man. 716-585.
Stand up, my nigga.
Nigga,
stab
one shot.
Two.
Niggas who the best, nigga.
Huh? Come on.
Let's talk to
him. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. One call, two bras, bringing the bricks
come
back.
Come on.
Three traps, about 4 a.m, they blitz that.
Now, off every joint, I make 5 or 6 stacks. He lift weight and switch. Uh-huh. That guy's a gym rat.
7 chains, 8 watches, feel like my wrist snap. And 9 out of 10 rappers get bitch slapped. They want our crown, so we basically hold ours. Yeah, this king shit, they gotta pay me in gold bars.
Come on, okay. I don't know. You know what? I should be like, fuck YouTube. But YouTube being a bitch about that kind of shit. Anyways, whatever. Yeah, I'm not gonna play the whole thing. But I remember I was on TikTok, Instagram, one of those social media. I might have been on Twitter. And hearing that and being like, what the fuck? Let me back up just a little slightly bit. YouTube was like, hey, by the way, I mean, I saw the number 38 Special. I didn't even recognize the name 38 Special. I heard the name, but I don't know, there's something about, he wasn't on my radar. Some guy and Benny the Butcher released an album. Now, I've heard the name 38 Special, but again, YouTube is like, hey, by the way, excuse me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretending like YouTube Music is like a kid, the only case, like the unassertive, the no confidence. Hey, excuse me, Mr. B Black. We think you might like you. They released a new album. We think you might like it. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up, YouTube Music. Fuck you know about hip hop. And I remember not paying attention to that shit. I saw a new release. I'm like, yeah, big deal. Then I heard this freestyle on Sway, and I'm like, okay, all right, let me hear this shit. And I was hearing it yesterday, and all I know is it just reeked. I wanted to sell drugs. This is where all this is going. I wanted to sell drugs. And the whole thing just had me thinking about the history of drug rap. I remember listening to this shit and being like, it's a good thing I'm listening to it now and not as a teen. Because I would have been like, man, fuck school. Fuck that. I'm selling drugs. All right, okay, I forget that I'm on a time limit here. I got to wrap this up. All right, okay. So, shout out to them. And, yes, B Black is recommending, if you're into that kind of hip-hop, if I was in the barbershop, I'd be like, yo. Matter of fact, I will bring this up at the barbershop. I'm going to recommend checking out Stab and Shot 2. I haven't heard Stab and Shot 1, but Stab and Shot 2, yes. It's got a had me thinking about, you know, I might have to do a part 2 to this shit. Because I'm kind of rushing it. There's so much I can talk about, but I am going to end with this. Because I was thinking, I was going to tell you about how when I was a kid, I used to fantasize about selling drugs. And when I say selling drugs, like I wanted to be a drug dealer, but I wanted all the good parts about selling drugs, not the bad parts. Not the fucking up community, not taking advantage Malice said, it goes, yes, it pains me to see them need this. all these low soul, all these lost souls, and I'm their Jesus. Like the guilt that comes with it. Nah, not that. No. I want the being able to walk in the club for free, having all the hot chicks. Yeah, because drug dealers, attract hot chicks, and by hot chicks I mean the kind you would see in porn flicks, and behave like porn stars. Like I wanted that. They weren't. A lot of them weren't. Majority of them weren't like mentally stable. Weren't like people you want to be like pursue a romantic relationship with. But they were hot. They were like, look. My only reason for being a drug dealer, for wanting to be a drug dealer, is just that moment in the club of being a man. Like Nino Brown. If you haven't seen New Jack City, what the fuck you doing? Listen to this podcast. But anyways, New Jack City, I want to be like Nino Brown walking into the club, two girls on both arms, and the DJ say, yo, Nino, and stuff like that. And after that, and then after when the club's over, that's done. That's the only aspect of drug dealing I want to being the man in the club. That's it. And driving expensive car and all that rich shit that that Coogi Rap talked about. I want a racehorse and a fortress. All right. Okay, let me wrap this up. Okay, so I'm going to end this segment with my top favorite drug rap artist. No, my top favorite drug rap song, which is kind of bullshit because, and you'll understand, because I'm going to go from, this is not in particular order, but this was my list. The problem with my list is because Connaisseur, French rapper, Moon Fu, French, bilingual rapper from Ottawa, from my town, blah, 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 okay, and Pusha T and Nas, right? I don't have actual songs for them, but I put something by those particular rappers. And the reason why I can't narrow down a song for the rappers that I identify is because for some specific, let's say Nas, for example, he's got a lot of verses that I love, but the whole song wasn't just about selling drugs. So let's go 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, for the first four, they're not particular songs, so I'm just going to say something by those rappers. So shout out to Karissa, Moon Fu, Pusha T, and Nas. The next on the list, actual songs, so I guess number 6 would be Jay-Z, Streets Is Talking, / Friend or Foe. Again, couldn't decide on one song. Number 5, that was a collaboration between Jay-Z and Pusha T, and it's called Drug Dealer Anonymous. Number 4, Ice Cube, Summer Vacation. Number 3, Tupac, Straight Balling. Number 2, Boogie Down Production, KRS-One, Love's Gonna Get You. And number 1, and I'm gonna hurt a lot of feelings with that. Well, I mean, it's obvious. Coogi Rap, It's a Shame. Oh, right. Okay, you know what? Last point I'm going to make. The reason why I'm leaning on Before I Go Broke, making the title of this episode, Before I Go Broke, 214, because it reminds, okay, first of all, that title comes from the verse, a verse by Tupac from his song, My Definition of a Thug Nigga. And he's got a line, he goes, before I go broke, I'll be a drug dealer, a thug nigga. The reason why I like that line is because it reminds me of this one time, out of the many times a friend or someone that I know attempted to shame me for enjoying drug rap. Or I remember being in a situation feeling like I'm enjoying this music, but I feel guilty for it. Which is, I guess, natural, but not guilty because of the fact that, look, we're rapping about, they're victims to this shit. But it was more because, it was a lot like, it reminded me of when I was in church and I was in a youth group and it was considered, and you would always have one asshole who would be like, yo, it's unchristian to listen to rap. Some bullshit like that, right? And then you'll be like, but I'm enjoying the music. And then they would do stupid shit. They would do like things like, well, they're talking about sex, drugs, and shit like that. So in this particular case, it was one of my homeboys. He was like one of the Hotep thing. Well, we were all on that. We were all trying to be a righteous black man, and he was trying to pull how, listening to Tupac is not righteous. It's not something that, as a black man who's trying to be righteous, should be doing. Yeah, I have a lot of that in my life. A lot of people like that. And because, again, no discernment, because I was like, okay, well, I guess I should trust your judgment over my own. Didn't have the kind of confidence to be like, man, fuck this. Hey, we don't have to be friends, by the way. I think it's the word I'm looking for. Not a narcissist in my life. Anyways, and I remember how we were arguing about how this person was arguing about how you should not be listening to Tupac because his music is not positive. positive where I live. Anyways, by the way, shout out to Ice Cube and his, not today's Ice Cube, but Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted Ice Cube, because he had a song addressing people like that. Send them overseas and they'll be begging to come back. Anyways, I remember when we were driving home. I was driving them home. And then and it was after a huge argument about why I shouldn't listen to Tupac. And I was making my point and whatever. I was trying to rational reason why. Couldn't come up with a rational reason for why it was okay for me to listen to Tupac. But anyway, driving home. And I remember Definition of a Thug Nigga came on. And the line by Tupac. Before I go broke, that line came up. Before I go broke, I'll be a drug dealer, a thug nigga. And homie looked at me like, see, he's promoting selling drugs to our people. This entire episode or this final thought is a response to that moment of fuck you. Yeah, he said it. I'm not selling drugs. No, I'm not encouraging it. But I don't deny the fact that selling drugs was a something that happened during the crack epidemic. It's wild. At the time, I thought my problem was I didn't have the vocabulary to articulate, to say the right argument to justify my taste when it's just, fuck you, I like it. If you're not cool with it, then beat it. Again, we don't have to be homeboys. I didn't have, my level of discernment wasn't there then, back then. Well, anyways, yes. So shout out to Drug Rap. Shout out to Drug Rap, all right? Do drugs, kids. Say yes to drugs, kids. And fuck school, all right? Yeah. I'm laughing about some idiot on Twitter posted there was a meme going around about how what's his name? I was gonna call it Junkie G. Jeezy. Jeezy's got a song, Trap or Die. And it was a picture of Jeezy with his kid who had graduated, and the theme was like, oh, look at Jeezy. Jeezy's kid is graduating from school. Meanwhile, he's telling your kids, trap or die. Trap is selling drugs or die. Trap or die. Anyways, and I remember the comment being like, yo, if your kid is stupid enough to trust those words, if your kid is not stupid enough to discern entertainment, don't get me wrong, I won't lie. I remember growing up thinking, oh, these guys are selling a lifestyle. Luckily, I was smart enough to know that a guy like me would not make it in jail, would not last in jail, or had the right mindset to sell drugs. Like, because, you know, you got to be able to do shit like, yeah, sorry, Mr. Crackhead, I cannot extend you any credit, more credit for selling drugs. I heard the 10 Crack Commandment. Wow, 10 Crack. You know, honorable mentions to 10 Crack Commandment by Biggie Smalls. Rest in peace. My apologies to all you Biggie fans. Please don't write in at shutuppodcast411@gmail.com to complain about that. All right, this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it and talking about this shit that I talk about. Again, I do this episode, I do these shows for like-minded people, and I would love to hear from you. If you could connect it with what I said, holler back at shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. As always, the website is shutuppodcast.com, but it's a work in progress. And yeah, thank you for listening. And as always, please remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.
I am your king now!